My name is Priscilla. I am 14 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Rodolfo, who is my brother. We are recording this interview in California. What are your goals for this year?
My goals for this year are to get good grades in school and to not get so stressed out.
Why is that your goal this year?
This is my goal this year because I'm not used to it because my first year of middle school, they're putting a lot of homework together. So it's stressing for me and it's hard for me.
What about your goal?
This is my goal because I don't want to be too stressed during the school year anymore because I get really stressed and then my head starts to hurt.
What is the most memorable moment of your life?
The most memorable moment of my life is when I went to Outdoor Ed in sixth grade.
Why is that a memorable moment?
This is a memorable moment because I got to spend time with my friends and I got to spend a whole week there doing a bunch of activities.
What type of activities did you do when you were in Outdoor Ed?
We did night hikes. We did activities like the piñata.
What's the piñata?
The piñata is like a swing, just that the people that are in your group have to pull you up, and you go up 50 feet, and then you start swinging.
Interesting. What is one of the hardest decisions you have had to make and why?
One of the hardest decisions I've had to make is going to Mount Shasta or going with my dad.
Why was this a hard decision for you?
Because this was a hard decision for me because I wanted to spend time with both sides of my family, but I couldn't. I could only choose one.
Why did you make that decision?
I made the decision to go with my dad. I made this decision because I wanted to spend time with him, and we were going somewhere, which I thought was going to be fun, and it wasn't as much fun as I was expecting, but I wanted to go to Mount Shasta. After, I went with my dad, I started to regret it.
Why did you regret your decision?
I started to regret my decision because it wasn't as much fun as I thought it would be. Because I would be with people that I know, and I thought we could, have fun.
What type of activities did you do when you weren't at Mount Shasta?
I went with my dad. We just started playing, tag and hide-and-seek. But then, eventually, it got boring after, the second day we were there. We couldn't play anymore because we were too loud.
What is something people wouldn't know just by looking at you?
Something that people wouldn't know just by looking at me is that I like messing around on Google Docs because, you can change the size of the fonts. You can change the fonts that there is. You can change the colors. You can add a highlight in the background, and you can, change pictures there to crop them out. Something that I would like to do, on Google Docs, is, create a logo for, a company or something crazy like that.
What is a dream that you hope would come true?
A dream that I hope to come true is, I can win, the lottery or become famous so I can get money and donate it to people that need it, people that don't have food or shelter. We can donate money to them, for example, donating it to St. Jude, the hospital, which helps kids with cancer or other stuff, a disease or leukemia. People who have gone, lost their homes during natural disasters.
Why is that something that you hope would come true?
That's something I hope that would come true because I want people in the world to not suffer, like, of coldness or of hunger, because then people would just start, like, robbing stores. But if you, like, donate money to them, they would be able to buy their own food.
What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Something that I enjoy doing in my free time is playing video games, because other than that, all I can do is read or do my homework, and I don't enjoy doing my homework. I enjoy reading and playing video games.
You enjoy doing playing video games and reading. Do you ever feel like creating a game?
I've actually created a game once on Khan Academy, and, like, I've thought about making, like, doing, like, a comic book, just drawing, but that has not worked out very good for me.
Why?
Because I don't know how to draw good. I draw horribly.
You had the talent, according to you, since you say you can't draw very well. Would you want to create a book?
I would want to create, like, a comic book. If I could draw, I would. But right now, since I'm not a good artist, I can't do it because I can't draw very good, and you won't be able to read my handwriting.
So when you're thinking about the comic books, is there a specific author that you have in mind who you idolize?
Somebody that I idolize, that I read their books a lot, is Jeff Kinney, the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid series.
Why do you idolize him?
I like his books because they're really funny, and I enjoy reading about a boy, Greg Heffley, who writes in a diary, has two brothers, and lives with his family. And he gets in trouble for stuff that his brother does, which is, like, what I have to live through. So I can relate to this book a little bit.
So since you idolize Jeff Kinney, for the drawing part that you would like to do in a comic book, who is an artist or artist that you idolize?
I don't know very many artists, so I can't name a specific person. So if I were to create a comic book, I would like it to be based off of another series called Captain Underpants. It's like a drawing of three main people, George, Harold, and Captain Underpants, and they go around together. Like, Captain Underpants is the superhero, and the other two are trying to help him.
So, if you were to create a book, would you like it to be colorful or black and white?
I would like it to be colorful because then it shows, like, more of the image. Like, if you do it in black and white, some stuff would just blend in with other things unless you, like, separate them. But then it would look weird if you separate them, then in color, where you can color it all the way together, and it shows what's together and what is not.
So, you talked about liking video games.
Yes.
If you were to create your own video game, what type of video game would you like to create?
I would like to create, like, an adventure game. Or, like, a gun game, because I like adventures, and I like games like a gun game. Like, they're fun for me, but not for other people. But, like, an adventure, like, you'd have to discover stuff, explore, like, build yourself a shelter and stuff like that.
So, what type of video games do you enjoy playing that you would like to take examples from? If you were to create a video.
Can I look at my computer? I don't know what it's called. The two games that I enjoy playing the most are Combat Reloaded and Minecraft. Combat Reloaded is a gun game, and Minecraft is all about adventure. So,
the games that you like to play, you seem to have a specific type. What makes you so interested in gun games?
Something that makes me interested in gun games is like trying not to get mad that other people are better than you, but then you have to practice to get better.
Okie dokie. So thank you so much for the interview. I enjoyed learning more about you.